closely over the bench and smiled broadly. "Ah, happily, we appear to have achieved coffee," he said.
"Coffee?"
Leonard walked over to the table and pulled a small lever on the device. A light brown foam cascaded into a waiting cup with a noise like a clogged drain.
"Different coffee," he said. "Very fast coffee. I rather think you will like it. I'm calling this the very fast coffee machine."
"And that's today's invention, is it?" said Vetinari.
"Well, yes. It would have been a scale model of a device for reaching the moon and other celestial bodies, but I was thirsty."
"How fortunate." Lord Vetinari carefully removed an experimental pedal-powered shoe-polishing machine from a chair and sat down.
"And I've brought you some more little messages."
Leonard almost clapped his hands.
"Oh, good, and I've finished the other ones you gave me last night."
Lord Vetinari carefully removed a moustache of frothy coffee from his upper lip.
"I beg your... all of them? You broke the ciphers on all those messages from Oberwelt?"
"Oh, they were quite easy after I'd finished the new device," said Leonard,
rummaging through the piles of paper on a bench and handing the patrician several closely written sheets.
"But once you realise that there are only a limited number of birth dates a person can have, and that people do tend to think the same way, ciphers are really not very hard."
"You mentioned a new device," said the patrician.
"Oh, yes, the thingy. It's all very crude at the moment, but it suffices for these simple codes."
Leonard pulled a sheet off something vaguely rectangular. It seemed to Vetinari to be all wooden wheels and long, thin spars, which, he saw when he moved closer, were inscribed thickly with letters and numbers. A number of the wheels were not round, but oval or heart-shaped or some other curious curve. When Leonard turned a handle, the whole thing moved with a complex oiliness quite disquieting in something merely mechanical.
"And what are you calling it?"
"Oh, you know me in names, my lord. I think of it as the engine for the neutralizing of information by the generation of miasmic alphabets. But I appreciate that it does not exactly roll off the tongue, and..."
"Yes, Leonard?"
"But it's not wrong, is it, reading other people's messages?"
Vetinari sighed. The worried man in front of him, who was so considerate of life that he carefully dusted around spiders, had once invented a device that fired lead pellets with tremendous speed and force. He thought it would be useful against dangerous animals. He'd designed a thing that could destroy whole mountains. He thought it would be useful in the mining industries. Here was a man who, in his tea break, would doodle an instrument for unthinkable mass destruction in the blank spaces around an exquisite drawing of the fragile beauty of the human smile, with a list of numbered parts. And if you taxed him with it, he'd say,
"Ah, but such a thing would make war completely impossible, you see, because no one would dare use it."
Leonard brightened up as the thought apparently struck him.
"But on the other hand, the more we know about one another, the more we will learn to understand. Now, you asked me to construct some more ciphers for you. I'm sorry, my lord, but I must have misunderstood your requirements. What was wrong with the first ones I did?"
Vetinari sighed. "I'm afraid they were unbreakable, Leonard."
"But surely..."
"It's hard to explain," said Vetinari, aware that what to him were the lucid waters of politics were so much mud to Leonard. "These new ones you have are merely devilishly difficult."
"You specified fiendishly, sir," said Leonard, looking worried.
"Oh, yes.
There does not appear to be a common standard for fiends, my lord, but I did some research in the more accessible occult texts, and I believe these ciphers will be considered difficult by more than 96% of fiends."
"Good."
"They may perhaps verge on the diabolically difficult in places."
"That is not a problem. I shall use them forthwith." Leonard still seemed to have something on his mind.
"It would still be so easy to make them arch-demonically diff..."
"But these will suffice, Leonard," said Vetinari.
"My lord," Leonard almost wailed, "I really cannot guarantee that sufficiently clever people will be unable to read your messages."
"Good."
"But, my lord, they will know what you are thinking."
Vetinari patted him on the shoulder. "No, Leonard, they will merely know what is in my messages."
I really do not understand, my lord.
No,